Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, and in today's episode, we are going to take a journey way back to early events in our own lives, or maybe even to a life before this one. Our teacher and guide for this journey is my special guest, Mira Kelly, who is going to tell a story of how at an early age, she had a regression experience and how it affected her life and future choices. Our topic today is Parallel Lives, Transforming Your Life Through Regression. Hello, Mira.
Hello. Hello, Cheryl. How are you?
Great. And congratulations on being as one of 29 inspirational speakers for the prestigious Hay House Conference called I Can Do It, Ignite. This event will be happening on October 26th to the 28th in Pasadena, California, and then it's coming to New York, to the Javits Center, on November 3rd and November 4th. Anyone looking for the inspiration and guidance to face today's personal, political, and financial challenges, which are so many, should look no further than Hay House's new information-packed conference, fast-moving and featuring keynotes by such renowned leaders as Louise Hay, Cheryl Richardson, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Anita Morjani, and Doreen Virtue, plus a lineup of other cutting-edge authors and performers in the spirituality, health, holistic, and sustainability lifestyle movement that's going on now. And every day, more and more people are jumping onto the bandwagon. Everyone there will not fail in downloading what is needed for self-improvement and self-mastery. And Mira, guess what?
Tell me.
I just found out that I will be interviewing Anita Morjani in Hong Kong, and she's going to be speaking with you that day.
Oh, I'm so glad that you'll be interviewing Anita. She's a fantastic person to speak with and learn from. And yes, I'm really looking forward to seeing her in New York.
And I'm looking forward to interviewing her. And her book is Dying to Be More. But now we're going into a different direction. Let me tell our listeners something about Hay House, which is the sponsor of this fabulous group of world leaders. Hay House is located in Carlsbad, California, and it has international divisions in Australia, the United Kingdom, India, and South Africa, and they publish self-help and transformational and inspirational books. Hay House was founded by Louise L. Hay, author of many books, and one that I refer to quite often in my Reiki practice, which is You Can Heal Your Life. Ms. Hay has and still is responsible for bringing subjects relating to health, relationships, sexuality, finance, and personal transformation to mindfulness or higher consciousness through the I Can Do It conferences that she and her group organize and the books and radio shows she sponsored. And they are about multidimensional healing modalities, preventative and energy medicine, and thought-provoking ideas leading to a higher view of self, which are motivated to achieving a healthier and enlightened society. And I was at her conference several years ago in New York, also at the Javits Center, and this one is going to be fantastic. So let's begin, Mira, your amazing story. Can you tell us something about your early life in Bulgaria and the regression experience you had at 13 years old?
Thank you so much. I have to tell you, growing up, religion was never a part of my life. I never heard about angels. And so looking back now, I think what a blessing that was, because I discovered God on my own in my own way, and I didn't need to fight against dogma that was very limiting. And so when I came across a book on stories, reincarnation stories, I was really intrigued. My uncle was reading the book, and he briefly told me what it was about, and I was just so excited about it. And I read the book, and at the end of the book, I was wondering if I had my own past lives. You know, I was very curious to discover more about myself. And at the end of the book, there was a script, for people to record themselves and then play it for themselves and do a self-regression. And that's how I regressed myself. And I have to tell you, right after I did the recording, before I rewound the tape and press the play button, because, you know, back then there were tapes we were using. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, I'm only 13. There's really nothing wrong with me. I don't have phobias. I don't have physical illnesses. I don't have relationship issues. But I was so curious that, you know, none of that mattered. I was just interested to see if anything comes up. And I relived a very dramatic, very intense life. It's such an amazing story that if I were to tell you the story, it would take the whole interview. But just so that I tell you what it is, I saw myself as a spy who was captured during World War II, and I actually relived the last moments of me being executed in an electric chair. Uh-oh. Of course, you know, I was fighting a good fight, but the end was very dramatic. I saw these last moments of me dying from above. I saw that there was a woman sitting on a chair, you know, and I was just observing from above. And then I saw how my spirit rose and how it continued towards this light that was ahead of it. And there was this sense of, you know, just beauty, the sense of timelessness, the sense of we are eternal.
Well,
and I have to tell you, since then, in that moment, right then and there, I released any fears I could have ever had about death and dying. And in that moment, I saw that we are all eternal. And the lessons that were learned in that lifetime were about being good and being. And really approaching every situation and every person from a point of love and really being good and serving people. So that impacted me so tremendously that, you know, ever since that day, I've been making choices on the basis, you know, is this good?
Of remembering that beautiful experience, a challenging experience, but a beautiful experience because it took you to another level of your soul evolvement.
Most definitely.
Let me tell you a story also that relates somewhat to this. Many years ago, when I started to be aware that something survived physical death, and I was interested in learning more about how to communicate with souls and spirit, because I had had a dream the night before my dad died from my grandfather, and he told me to read something, to write something for my father. And I didn't know what it was all about. And the next day, my dad died, and I wrote his eulogy. But shortly after that, I really didn't put it together at that moment. I read a book by Jean Avery, who is an astrologer and past life regressionist. And she wrote a book called Past Lives, Present Loves. And she said in that book, each life, whether the person was in a highborn or a lowly position, has a message for the present existence. And the importance of looking within is to find the message inside the fortune cookie of our subconscious minds. So right after that, I was able to reach her in California, and I had a telephone regression session, and she told me that the effects and remembrances brought about through the session would help me to continue to open my awareness to past times and understand events in this life. And she was so right, because shortly after, I was at a school where I was teaching, and a new office worker walked right by me, and she said to me, would you like to know something about your past life connected to this one? And I said, well, of course, because I was learning that many of the people floating in and out of our lives were supposed to. Nothing was random, and we were supposed to share and learn from the interactions. So I was very open to hearing what she said. So she said to me that my past life was in Portugal, and I was run down by a wagon and a drunk driver, and I died young and wasn't able to raise my young son. And then she said that boy in that life was my mother in this life. And all of a sudden, it made perfect sense to me, because as a child, when I used to see my mother in her little dresses and looking so adorable, dance by me with her enthusiasm and childlike behavior, I was always so amused by it. And I wasn't able to take care of her in that life in Portugal, but in this life, she lived to be 85, and I was able to take care of her. So I kind of think information comes in so many ways and from so many people. And I think it's to, so we can rethink and recreate a better way to deal with relationships and challenges. And also maybe the sorrow that might be in our soul from a past life imprinted on the cells or the energy of this life. What do you think about that?
Most definitely. You know, I have discovered in my work that souls really travel in groups. Soul families really incarnate life after life in different relationships. Just like in your case, your mother was your child before. So people really change the roles they play for each other, but the lessons are there, the connections are there, and when you think about it, it makes sense that we should be reincarnating with the same people over and over, because we have to see those different lessons from different points of view. You know, in that life you weren't able to take care of your child, but in this life you were able to take care of your mom. In other words, you know, with great love and with
the love that had grown, maybe because of the experiences that I had before. So it's always about growing more compassion and love in our soul lessons.
Yes, and by having an experience like that, you really bring such tremendous understanding of, oh, now I see the connections. Oh, now I understand how this relates to who I am. And just this moment of understanding for people once they come out of the trance after having been regressed by me, there's this cathartic moment of like, oh, now I get it. Now I'm able to do things differently. Now I don't need to repeat these patterns. Now I know that I'm a different person and I'm free to do things differently. Mm-hmm. And it's not only an emotional healing, but it's incredible how people actually physically heal from very, very real physical healing symptoms, you know, physical conditions. And, of course, the reason for that is because all illness starts on an emotional level, you know, some lessons, something we haven't integrated for the growth of our soul, and we know now is the time, but we are not facing it, right? We are not integrating into our growth and understanding. So then what happens is our bodies usually internalize the messages, and I have to tell you, our bodies are just so literal sometimes with the message they're trying to tell us and say to us, look, this is what you have to pay attention to. Look, I know it comes in the a package of pain and discomfort, but there is a message behind it.
Well, good always comes out of whatever experience we have if we allow it, if we don't see things as good or bad, but just as experiences for our immortal, eternal soul energy to evolve and expand. But let me ask you something. I know that you had a professional life as a corporate and securities attorney in New York in a large law firm. Are you still working within the law?
Yes, I did have that career. No, I'm no longer practicing. Yeah, I'm no longer practicing law. What I'm doing now is I have taken that step of following my calling of just really being true to myself. But yes, it's been definitely a very interesting path of me arriving to where I am today.
Well, we have many careers and many experiences, and you know, we really shouldn't turn anything down, because everything is helping us to the next step and to the next part of our journey. So it's all good. And I always tell people, whatever job is offered, whatever experience, whatever education you have will serve you well until you come maybe to this understanding of holistic or a wholeness of our soul and our physical life, which I think might be actually the dream or the goal of having a physical life. But let me ask you something. Maybe some people in the audience don't understand exactly what regression therapy is, and maybe you could give us some history of that modality.
Sure. Regression is such a beautiful, very simple process, really. What the person experiences is just me relaxing them and allowing them to go within. And from there, I guide them into seeing these other lifetimes or experiences they have had. And I have to tell you, the reason why I call it a simple and beautiful process is because the moment we relax and focus within, the moment we close our eyes and allow ourselves to really just become tranquil and slow our breathing, we're really decreasing the input from the physical world. And because of that, we're able to tune within and see and expand on what's inside us. And we're always connected to these other lifetimes and other experiences. In fact, there's so much more we're connected than what we're aware of through our five senses. So it's a very easy and very simple process, and everyone can be regressed. And I believe
that. And I think within the intuitive readings and the Reiki sessions I do, much like regression sessions, the messages that come in as a medium explore the intricate interweaving and deciphering of the relationships that you just spoke about and the soul groups that we travel with, and also give us reasons for some of our challenging events and help us to be more balanced and loving. And we know we have known people in our lives before, and we understand those lives and relationships and improve the relationships here. So I think it seems like a regression session, much like a Reiki or intuitive reading that I do, offers a person the opportunity to go within and dialogue with the subconscious mind, also called our inner being, our soul essence, and to draw on information from this higher dimension of information that exists beyond this physical life. As you know, we are eternal souls. So, Mira, let's go back to some of the people you've been meeting and working with. Have you had some special mentors or teachers along the way who have left some lasting impressions on your work now?
I really have. I've been very blessed to study with two of the most prominent people to whom I'm so grateful that they have blazed a path for me to walk on. I have studied with Brian Weiss and Dolores Cannon, and they're people whose work I very much admire, and I love and appreciate as people because, you know, you get to know your teachers.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Good teachers are more invested in your life and your growth than just someone you spend a little time in the classroom or in the session with. They follow through on helping you grow.
Mm-hmm. And I want to go back to what you just said about receiving guidance from the higher self, and you were talking about the subconscious and all that information coming through. That is something that I do with clients in addition to them exploring other lifetimes that they do. I guide people into receiving guidance from their higher self, from that wiser, bigger part of them that is connected, that knows, that sees the bigger picture of how things connect and relate and the meaning each one has and every situation has in our lives. And it's really such an incredible, fantastic work because, you know, that's the moment in which everything comes together. Because if you see the past life regression in itself, it's really sometimes could just be a very interesting and wonderful story. But when the higher self comes and gives you guidance and says, this is now how you have to integrate the information into your life and this is how you can apply it, it really comes together in such a more meaningful and powerful way.
Let me tell you an experience I had, it must have been about 10 years ago. I read Dr. Brian Weiss's book, Many Lives, Many Masters, and he was in New York, and I went to a seminar, and he did a regression, and during that regression, in a very large audience, there must have been 300 people or more, I saw my son Greg as a little boy, and it seemed to be Rome or Greece, and there was a man who I know in this life, but he was a husband in that life. And he was leaving for war, and he was riding away in a chariot. And I, And I actually saw the golden sandals on my feet. So it was kind of amusing because years later, I found a pair of sandals very much like the one that I had seen that day. So things repeat for us because we are creating with our thoughts and our mind impressions and recreating and reliving certain things. And I believe it's so we can do it in a different way, maybe a more constructive way, maybe a more loving way, maybe a more intellectual way, whatever it is that our soul is trying to do in this particular life. We have the opportunity through remembering past lives or understanding some challenges that we're having in this life, which are connected to that. So, Mira, how can these remembrances guide us in this time and place, or is it just nice to think of the eternal nature and quality of our expanding soul life?
Well, you know what? One of the biggest fears people have, it's actually been said that it's there have been some polls showing that it's the second largest fear we all share, it's the fear of dying.
Yes.
And, you know, just by simply experiencing another lifetime, People in that moment overcome the fear of something so paralyzing to so many people. I actually did a session with a woman who couldn't fall asleep at night. Insomnia was the reason why she came to see me. She would wake up in the middle of the night and she would start screaming. She would have the feeling that there's something suffocating her. She would have the feeling that someone's coming with her coming to actually suffocate her in the room. And of course, you know, she'll wake up screaming, and it was just really very difficult for anyone to sleep with her in the same room. You know, it was very difficult for her partner, and so she came to see me for that, and she relived a life where she was actually in a temple. She was working in a temple at an ancient time, and someone who was not approving of the way healing was being done and was really looking to sabotage the good work that was being done in this temple really suffocated her in her sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And she really
had good reason to be afraid because
Yes, absolutely. And she relived this with great amount of tears and sobbing and just this cathartic feeling of, oh my God, now I see the connection. And she left my office, of course, feeling much better. And she reported within a few days that now she sleeps perfectly. And a few weeks ago, she emailed me and she said to me, someone at work committed suicide. And this is the kind of thing that would have thrown me off and brought me into such deep depression because I used to be so afraid about dying. And yet, because of our session, here I am. I actually started talking to all my coworkers that we are eternal. We shouldn't worry about our coworker. Mm-hmm. It's his soul path, and he'll find a way, and he will make it all work. And besides, we have an eternity. It's really okay. You know, the issue that brought that soul into committing suicide is a whole different situation. But what she did is she came from a personal experience, and she was looking to heal everyone at work. And I know from what she had shared that she had created tremendous healing for her coworkers. Mm-hmm. And
you know, Mira, I was brought up in a family that had no understanding of an afterlife, and my parents and grandparents were terrified of death, and so I was too. But as I developed into a Reiki practitioner and medium, and have experienced being in that zone and messages of really divine love from relatives and from teachers and from angels and from guides, I, as you, have no longer any fear about that. And I also did hospice work for 8 years. That was very challenging for me at the beginning because as an empath, it was very hard to feel the suffering of people close to the end. But after doing the work and helping the families, realizing that their soul, that the people they love, the soul would be in another place and they would see them again. They could communicate with them again through people who do regression work or mediumship work or healing work. And it became a joy to share this work and this life. And I, as you, am very, very grateful to be able to help people who are still fighting, knowing the truth of who they are. And that brings us to another question. Do you believe people only experience life on Earth?
Oh, I love your question. I have to tell you, I have, when people come into my office, I know that they're going to have an experience, but it's always so exciting to see what the actual experience is like. Now, many people experience regular lives on Earth the way we think of as being born, going through the challenges or the joys of life, and then dying. But I also have people experience things like being dinosaurs and being monkeys or being stones and flowers. And I have to tell you, as unbelievable this sounds, there's consciousness in those life forms too.
Absolutely.
And there's
every living thing.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, I had other people who have had experiences on other planets, on other dimensions of existence.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to share with you what is my most favorite kind of experiences. It's when people return to the light of Source, you know, to the primal energy of Source, what you and I think of as God, and they start telling me what that is like. And it's just absolutely amazing because, you know, that's the originating place from where we all come from. And
yes.
Of course, I also had other people experience things like meeting with their guides and angels and what work they do on the other side, you know. So it's really just fantastic. Every session is so appropriate for where the person is, but also so intriguing and interesting for me.
Well, you know, quantum physics say that the atom is mostly empty space and electrical impulse, which is the source of creation of our physical world and life as we know it. And I've interviewed many people who explain that there is this oneness or this place where we have come from, where we return to. And some people believe, actually, that we never really even leave it, that we are just creating while in that spot. So I have had my own mystical experiences, and I know there is life in other dimensions. And we have guides who share memories with us while we're in spirit in between lives. And so sometimes it feels so real for us to have shared a historical moment, maybe with a character or a representative of another country or place. And actually, we may have really shared that experience, well, not in physical life, but in energy life. So, Mira, I have a strong sense for some time now that perhaps part of our energy is not fully in this lifetime. And as you said at the beginning of the show, we may watch ourselves from above, or even be in different places and lives simultaneously while still all existing in one moment. Can you tell us your take on this sense of timelessness?
Yeah, I have come to discover through having sessions with people that time is really a construct that works so perfectly here for us on Earth,
right,
and that allows us to experience and create the lives that are so rich in lessons that we're looking to have. But outside of this Earth dimension that we're in, time is really all happening right now, all simultaneous. So what people have experienced and shared with me is during their regressions is how they actually are living several lifetimes that are happening simultaneously in time of what you and I will think of, let's say, the same century, the same decade, the same year.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first time this happened to me, I really remember how a client had just shared with me a very long story of with great details, names, places, years, days, you know, dates of a life. And then he died, and then he got reborn again. And the year he told me which year he's born in, and the year overlapped with the year
that he died,
that he actually was in his late 40s. So in the previous lifetime. So in that moment, I really remember how I was just so shocked that I was so afraid. try to even breathe so he doesn't hear me breathing and think that I'm, you know, that I'm in complete disbelief, and this somehow affects his recollection of experience of what was going through the of the movie that was going through his mind. And since then I had so many people share similar experiences where their soul is creating several different lifetimes in the same time period, and that very well could be during the same in the same dimension. In other words, you very well could actually see a or even be friends with another soul counterpart, with another life that your soul is creating, or it very well could be just different dimensions. It's really just the possibilities of the
possibilities are endless. And the fantastic what we get from these fantastic stories you're sharing are that we can co-create with the energy that we come from and all that is, and life does go on in many ways, in many places, and it leaves us to be free of pain and fear and the sorrow when someone has to leave this dimension to go to another one. So it's a wonderful gift to understand, as you and I understand this, and I want to really thank you, Mira Kelly, for sharing your wonderful vision of regression techniques and parallel and past lives on today's episode of Healing From Within. For more information on Mira Kelly, go to mirakelly.com. And Mira, good luck on your speaking engagement for the I Can Do It Ignite Conference. I think you'll be in a few places, maybe in Pasadena and also in New York on November 3rd and 4th at the Javits Center. And I will be attending with students and family members. Join us at the I Can Do It Ignite Conference, where worldwide leaders offer their vision for a new world filled with possibilities to create more conscious citizens and healing for all, so we may bring back to our community and families the words and actions of compassion and caring that will bring us forward into a peaceful, healthy, and more loving world. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, Mira Kelly and I have shown how we believe we have traveled a road of energy and soul life leading between time and space and encompassing worlds of knowledge stored within our subconscious. Through experiencing regression therapy sessions or Reiki sessions, we may begin to understand past experiences, pain, sorrows, challenges, and our innate spiritual gifts, which can ultimately lead us to understanding present-day relationships, drives, and instincts in this life. We may also discover new opportunities to improve interactions and heal problems or situations that began way before this life. And we may also understand the immortal nature of our soul being or life force. And we may conquer many fears of this physical world, leading to greater happiness and joy. I feel it may also be possible to influence the energy of life experienced in other times and places, creating healing on a multidimensional level. There is an ancient Reiki healing symbol that I have used and learned, which is used to cross time and space and heal traumas in the past. As energy is never destroyed, just changed or relocated, these possibilities are finally being reevaluated through the science of quantum physics. The future holds endless ways to utilize and refine energy for understanding our past and present lives. I am your host of Healing From Within, Cheryl Glick, which is heard on webtalkradio.net. And please go to my website, cherylglick.com, to hear masters and leaders in the fields of higher consciousness, spirituality, holistic healing, energy healing, and the ways to create a better world for us all.